Hello, my name is Claire. Returning your call. Hello, my name is Claire with the fire department. How may I help you?
Yeah, hi, Claire. Claire, you said?
Quay, QUA.
QUA.
Yes, ma'am.
My name is Stephanie Fetos. I received on one of my credit cards a charge from your company. I don't recall, or I never purchased anything from you guys. I spoke with Demetrius a few minutes ago. He said the only thing he saw was a KitchenAid mixer, but I didn't purchase a KitchenAid mixer.
Okay, so I'd be happy to look into the account for you. One
Okay.
moment. Okay, so may I have your first and last name and also just verify your shipping address?
Stephanie Theodos, 22 West Chaucer Lane, Farmingdale, New Jersey, 07727.
Yes, ma'am. One moment. The account is filling up for me. Yeah, still loading up here. Okay, so yes, ma'am. So yeah, I want to re-explain how everything did come about because before we just assumed that it has been filed. And I do file the fraud claim.
Excuse me, can you slow down a little bit because I'm not understanding what you're saying?
Yes, ma'am. I want to re-explain how everything did come about before we do process the fraud claim. Okay.
Okay.
So back on May the 1st, I show here you paid $7.97 with your Visa card that ends with 2591
To what?
for a chance to win our KitchenAid mixer. It's one of those giant blue, red, purple. It's one of the giant mixers, manual mixers.
I would have never.
Okay, so let
But
me
go
show you.
ahead.
Back in May, write the date there, May.
May what?
Okay. May the 1st, you paid $7.95 with your Visa card that ends with
Oh, I thought
two
you said
five
97. 795 or 797?
795 with
Okay.
your Visa card that ends with 2591. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
So it was a chance to win our KitchenAid mixer, and it does state that yes, it was a sweepstakes entry that comes with a monthly membership where you will be charged $56.95 each month, but in return, you receive a $125 voucher via your email, and also your chances of winning does increase.
Okay, go ahead. We never got anything, but go ahead.
Yes. So with that taking place, back on, again, with that still taking place when it originally started, that's the only reason how the account even came about.
Well, I don't believe I ever paid $7.95, but we'll go back and check the card.
Well, yes, ma'am, because I'm showing here again, it was on May the 1st. You paid $7.95 with that Visa card, and that does end in 2591.
Ma'am, to enter something, I would never pay
pay any money.
Well, I'm showing here you did pay $7.95.
It may show like that, but I'm telling you, I did not do this.
Yeah, so if you are stating that you never made the original charge, one, we do take credit card fraud very seriously. So what we do on our end, we definitely reach out to the proper authorities, which is no defense because it is a federal offense. And what they do, they can track back. We give them the date, time, everything, the IP address. They can track back to May the 1st and send the exact IP address and exact location, exact device, whether it's a phone, tablet, computer, any source, they can track back and see when this original charge was made, because at this point, it is considered credit card fraud. So as long as you or nobody in your house, in your household, place this original order, because if we are going to transfer it over to the feds for a federal offense, because we have to prosecute not the fullest offense. And again,
you're
going
to transfer it to where? I'm sorry.
We're going to, once we prosecute our fraud claim, we're going to allow, let the feds know, because it is a federal offense. Where,
oh, you're going to let the federal authorities know? That's great.
Yes, ma'am. Because with all of this taking place, once again, they can track with the IP address, the pinpoint, the exact location, whatever.
I wonder
device,
what country it came from.
Website. It was here. It actually was here, and the address that you verified on file was everything that was submitted.
And why didn't I ever receive some $125 voucher?
Well, yes, ma'am, because it was emailed to your email address, iggy4865@gmail.com. That's the email address that was associated with the account, and that's the email address that has been fully, you know, sent out each voucher each month.
Okay.
So, yes, ma'am. So, one,
Run
I can
minute.
Make sure. Okay.
If you wouldn't mind.
What? What she's saying, May 1st.
May 1st.
And there's nothing listed.
For this credit card.
Yeah, for this credit card, there's nothing listed. And then... this is apparel exclusive. That's a different thing. This this says apparel exclusive, $7.95 on May 1st.
We have something apparel exclusive?
Yes, ma'am.
Out of someplace out of Illinois?
That is the merchant name. Now, the merchant name can appear different. Again, that is what's associated in how this entry even came about. When that
original, what does that have to do
placed?
With electronics? Relax. Well, wait a minute.
Well, let her talk.
Okay, fine.
All right, here it is now. Before, it was coming up under apparel exclusive. This
so they've been charging me all this time for some...
this is the first time that it's come up.
Electronics. Our fault.
Now, this statement has nothing. Last month, November 16th, I don't see anything listed. There's nothing listed for last month's statement.
And now
October.
It's switched companies?
PayPal.
It's nothing, $56.
You know what that is?
Yes.
Plum.
Yes, I do know what that is.
Okay, so there was nothing charged in October. Nothing charged in November.
There it is
there
again.
There it is in September.
September 8th. What else had you seen?
This is August.
And what was it called? Apparel, right?
July 7th. Apparel exclusive.
Okay.
So I don't know. Who do we have to talk to get
so who do we have to talk to about getting reimbursed on all this?
Okay, so I'll be happy to file your fraud claim, and then also I'll refund the charges, again, pending further investigation. So one moment.
Okay, so here's six. So we got June.
But why are they different names?
I don't know.
Because the merchant name can appear different, because one, we are owned by a bigger company, so it's not going to exactly say KitchenAid Sweepstakes. Now, as if you go to Walmart, you purchase an item, it's not going to say that exact item. It's going to show up under our full merchant name.
And initially was May 1st, right?
Yeah, the first one I see is May 1st, but that's only $7.95.
Right. And that's how it started.
Next one I see is June the 5th for $56.95. And then July 7th for $56.95. And then August the 7th, right here, apparel exclusive. This July 7th. July 7th. This is June. The only thing in June is right there.
Mm-hmm.
June the 5th. This is August, so August, I mean September, September the 8th.
And those are all Illinois, and now this one is California. I'm just saying.
But it's like she said, it's different companies at different times.
Well, why would it be different companies if you sign up with one company?
Because companies buy stuff.
Okay, yeah. But I'm making sure that the account is canceled out, and then also we'll do a courtesy refund on all the charges.
All right, so that's just September. What is the date here? This is August. Let's see, September, October. October. See, I don't see it in October.
I don't see October either.
October, Costco, BJ's.
And I was looking
to just... What is this, Vantage Garden? PayPal, Clamor. So I don't see anything for October, and I see nothing for November, and then I see December. October, right? We just looked at that. This is November's, and I don't see anything in November. PayPal. Right.
Okay. So one moment, I'm making sure that the account is fully canceled out.
$292.70. I don't know how I missed them when going over the bills on that.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So the account has been canceled out, and also it was fully credited now. It does take 3 to 5 business days to reflect back on the account. Did you get the cancellation number that the account was canceled?
No.
Let me know when you're ready.
Go ahead.
C as in Charlie. 2-6-3.
2-6-3.
1-2-0.
1-2-0.
Wait a minute.
539-120. 539.
All right. 263-120-539.
Yes, sir.
And C with Charlie it begins. And this is what number?
That's the cancellation number.
The cancellation number that the account has been fully canceled out and also fully refunded.
Okay. How much has it been refunded for?
All of the $56.95 that has been taken out of the account.
Okay, and how many do you show?
I show 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay, so 5 and 1795 charge, correct?
Yes, sir. But everything has been canceled out.
Okay, and so that should give us a total of 292.70, I believe. Is that right?
Well, yes, sir. I haven't added everything up, but I just refunded the charges.
All right, but did you refund the charges? Okay.
It'll go back to this card?
It'll go
within 3 to 5 business days.
Right.
3 to 5 business days.
Okay,
right.
Thanks for calling customer support.
Is there a phone number to reach you if we don't see a credit in 3 to 5 days?
You just have to call the original number and we'll reach back out to you.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling customer support.
Okay, have a good holiday.
You too. Bye. Bye-bye.